This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, April 2, 2009. I'm Caleb Brown. Recession is throttling revenues that would otherwise finance Social Security. Cato Institute Senior Fellow Mike Tanner believes that now, more than ever, it's time to make the hard choices on social programs President Obama says must be made.
The recession and the rising unemployment rate are taking a toll on revenues to the Social Security system. What was projected to be Social Security surpluses of about $80 to $90 billion this year and next now looks like it'll be well under $20 billion, perhaps $16 billion or so this year, and down to just $3 billion, which is basically a rounding error, next year. After that, it will go into deficit, spending more on benefits than it takes in revenue. And in fact, this February, it did that. Social Security spent more on benefits than it took in revenue. So the so-called Social Security surplus is all but gone.
Even though Social Security is being affected by recession, how does the argument line up between the security of Social Security as a program and the security of, you know, broadly diversified investments in, say, a personal account?
Well, people always said you can't trust private investments, personal accounts, because if the economy doesn't perform, those investments will go down. They pointed to the stock market crash we've just had recently and said, see, isn't it good that we're in Social Security because these terrible private investments have fallen off in value? And they're right. A bad economy hurts the stock market. Of course, if you had been investing over the long term, started investing, let's say, 40 years ago, you'd still be better off than Social Security. But setting that aside, these people forget that a bad economy that hurts the private investments also hurts tax revenues and the Social Security system as it exists. If we don't come out of this recession in a hurry, Social Security, if unemployment stays at the current level, we'll be going into a deficit in Social Security in 2011 that we'll never come out of. So it hardly makes Social Security secure.
President Obama, as a candidate, talked about Social Security a little bit. He talked about making difficult choices regarding unsustainable social programs such as Social Security. Where is he coming down on this problem?
And this is really a shame, because this should be a wake-up call to people on both sides of the aisle about the need to do something about Social Security. But it doesn't look like they're going to. President Obama, it's really disappointing. This was for somebody who really stared down Democratic orthodoxy during the campaign and during the first couple of months of his presidency and talked about the need to reform Social Security. But he seems to have backed away from that in the face of criticism from the Democratic left. His new budget doesn't propose to do anything about Social Security. He says we have to address the issue, but doesn't. And the Republicans burned from the failure of the Bush initiative to reform Social Security seem to have backed away from it as well. In the alternative budget that the Republicans have just released, they have a few minor trims of future Social Security benefits, but they don't really have a comprehensive Social Security reform plan. They seem to have backed away as well.
Is there anything that can change the calculus in Washington about the need for reform?
Well, all we have to do is look ahead to the debt that we're going to be running. And certainly the Obama budgets, if you look outwards, they're talking about massive levels of debt, unprecedented in this country's history, and unprecedented growth in the size of government, where government will be 30 or 40% of GDP going forward, if you look to the mid-century. We've got to address entitlement programs, Medicare, and Social Security. There simply isn't an option to dealing with these issues. Unfortunately, there's also no political courage to do so.
Cato Institute Senior Fellow Mike Tanner is author of the book Leviathan on the Right and co-author of the book Healthy Competition. You can get both books at cato.org.